Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, welcome, welcome on this lovely Sunday afternoon with myself, Muhammad Lambat, on Radio Islam, medium wave 1548, on the globe trotting program, Alhamdulillah, where we talk travel and we talk of different destinations and also different issues of travel that we have. Alhamdulillah, it's been a fantastic journey this year. We've had lots of different things that we had spoken about, and shukr alhamdulillah, we've had lots of, I would call it, success when it comes to answering questions to listeners who want some help on certain things. And alhamdulillah, this year I think was a record that we had responded to mails, responded to SMSs and WhatsApps and so on. Our SMS line is 072-786-5520. 072-786-5520. Then we have our Instagram. The handle is globetrotting25. The Instagram handle, I repeat again, is globetrotting25. The Instagram handle is going to help us when we go for our trip to Vietnam, inshallah, in December, where we're going to be posting a lot of pictures on Instagram with first-hand experiences in the country and places that you've never seen before. The beauty of the country, you're going to see it through the Instagram pages, inshallah. So our Instagram is, the handle is globetrotting25. You can start following us there. We will be posting lovely pictures for you during the holidays while we're in Vietnam, inshallah. So just be wary of that. Our SMS line, 072-786-5520, if you'd like some questions to be answered. Lots of people had been asking me about the visa situation for Saudi Arabia, for Makkah, for Umrah. I cannot say much. There's been some talk about the biometrics and so on. I haven't confirmed anything. I haven't confirmed anything with the embassy as yet. So I cannot answer some of those questions. I've had so many people asking me about that. But it seems like that's the direction they're going for, and that's what they're going to be doing, where they have the biometrics. But there's issues there around, because there's only two places. There's Cape Town and Johannesburg. Now, that is a problem. So we're not so sure what's going to happen. I think they tried it once before, twice before. It didn't work out. So we're not so sure what it's going to be like. But more than that, when it comes to the visas for Umrah, I definitely cannot do much. I've had so many queries about visas. I honestly, I cannot do much with that. I cannot help, because that is very controlled and very limited. So there's not much we can do regarding that. But you do have some people that are doing, some agents that are doing the visas. I do know of some agents, if you do want to get your visas and if you need some assistance, I can refer you to them directly. You can get them to assist you with the visas, but I myself cannot do that visas for you, unfortunately. I cannot assist with that. I do not really just do visas. I can assist with some visas somewhere with some people that I know, but more than that, I cannot do. So please do so. There's many, many SMSs when it comes to the visa issue. And then I've had quite a few queries from listeners that over the year, that now they have my number, so obviously when it comes to some questions, they just ask me directly. So even if they may not be listening in the mornings, in the afternoons now, when they used to listen to me in the mornings, but they do send me questions, and I appreciate that. And there's quite a few queries and questions about flight tickets. There are so many people looking for tickets, wanting to fly abroad, and I think we've missed the boat. Prices have just rocketed. Last week there was a snap special, I think, for about an hour or two, if I'm not mistaken, for Dubai on Emirates for 2,900 and I think 2,938 rands or so. That was snapped up in no time, and within an hour or so when I logged back on to the net and I found that it was gone up to 11,000 rands. Somebody phoned me on Wednesday and telling me that how could I mention that on air when it wasn't so. It was such. It happened. It was for 2,900 and some odd rands, but prices just shot up. It doesn't stay there for you. So if you want to check on a Wednesday, when I told you on a Sunday, and you want to check on a Wednesday, you can't blame me, unfortunately. Because the thing is, when it comes to flight tickets and so on, when they have snap specials, it happens throughout the year. When they have snap specials, you must grab it immediately. Don't wait and say, I'm going to ask daddy, and I'm going to ask dada, and I'm going to ask this one and that one, because it's not going to happen. By the time you explain to daddy and dada about it, already it's snapped up. So you're not going to get it, that's for sure. So rather be quick. When you see the prices, or when you hear about the prices being so cheap, like the oil prices for India, I think it came down to about 1,900 or something. And those that snapped on there were got it and they moved to India and they came back at 1,900, including airport taxes. So it's your luck. So don't wait to ask this one and ask that one. If you feel you want to grab it, immediately grab it. No time to ask. Just take it and move. That's the way it is. So alhamdulillah, you know, when it comes to those things, I try and assist. When I hear about it, I'll also mention it sometimes. I'll post it on Instagram where I just say there's a special. I'll check it immediately. Go for it. If you are looking for certain promotions, go for it. So you just immediately grab whatever you want to and you can run with that. And that's the way it is. So please, whatever it is, try and score. Because now, the people that are asking me about airline pricing and flight prices, wow. It has gone up to, I give you an example, Vietnam, going from Johannesburg to Hanoi or Saigon, it's gone up to between 14 and 16, 17,000 rands on economy class. And it's even getting worse by the day. The flights are now fully booked. It is just crazy out there. So if you do have, or if you do want to go out, you must be prepared to pay those prices. You're not going to get them cheap. That's for sure. It's there's such demands at the moment. So that's the way it is. Just be very, very wary. Be very careful when you're booking also. And you're going to have to now just pay the prices. That's what I guess. Okay, now, another thing. I've spoken about this before, but I would like to talk about it again. There's two things I want to talk about. There's the Caribbean cruises, number one, that I'll do after the break. But for now, I want to talk about jet lag. I had somebody last week talking about jet lag, and you know, they were discussing about jet lag, and one is saying jet lag, even if you go up, just up north to Egypt, and you come here after so many days, you're going to be jet lag. You can't be. I want to explain to you what is jet lag. Put it in perspective, because sometimes we come home, we're tired, and whatever, we call it jet lag. That's not jet lag. Jet lag, also known as time zone change syndrome. It occurs when people travel rapidly from east to west or west to east in an aircraft. So if you're traveling from north to south on the same time zone, you're not going to be jet-lagged. So if you're coming from Egypt down to South Africa, or vice versa, you are surely not going to be jet-lagged. So don't be afraid of that. So that is something which we have it's a misunderstanding. So that is one thing that we should understand, that it's from east to west or west to east in an aircraft and rapidly. So if you are traveling and you have stopped in between a destination from one country to the next and come slowly down, you may not even be affected with jet lag. So that is another thing. And it is a physiological condition that upsets our bodies, circadian, that's the daily rhythms, and it is therefore classified as a circadian rhythm disorder. And jet lag symptoms tend to be more severe when the person travels from westward compared to eastward. So let's get that clear again. The symptoms of jet lag is more severe when the person travels from westward compared to eastward. Now I would give you an example. If you say you are traveling from New York to Johannesburg, you've stayed in New York for about 10 days or 14 days, or even now we're going to talk of the Caribbean, for example. And Caribbean, I can talk out of experience, United States, I can talk out of experience of what happened to me when I came back from that side. Believe me, it is something that you would not like must happen to you. But there is a remedy to that. So if you're coming from the western side towards central or towards your destination, it's worse then coming from the eastern side, for example, India, you're looking at just further up, you're looking at the Far East also. It won't be that bad. People with jet lag have their sleep-wake patterns disturbed. They may feel drowsy, tired, irritable, lethargic, and slightly disoriented. Now, that is what happens when you are jet lag. Because when you are now in a different time zone, now when I give you time zone, for example, you're looking at the time that's in Johannesburg currently. If you look at a map in front of you, where you see South Africa at the bottom, in the middle, That's where you hold yourself. If you're traveling on your left-hand side towards Brazil, or towards South America, or you're looking at further up, which is now Canada, United States of America, and even further west of United States of America, California and so on, Hawaii even, if you're looking at traveling that side, you can get up to 12 hours time difference. So, if you are looking at here, being 1423 now, you are probably looking at going on the western side, which is 2:30 in the morning. So if that is 2:30 in the morning, which is earlier, you are now already late here, which is 2:30 in the afternoon. And if you're going further to the right of your map that you have, you're looking at Australia, for example, you can get probably 10 o'clock at night. So now that is your time zones that we talk of. People, some people unfortunately do not understand that part of it. Those that are understanding what is a time zone, please excuse me, but there are certain people that do not understand when it comes to time zones. Now that is what you call a different time zone, where on the one side it's probably a minus in your hours, and on the other side it's plus from your hours. Now, researchers revealed that the disruption occurs in two separate but linked groups of neurons in a structure called the suprachiasmatic nucleus, and it sits below the hypothalamus at the base of the brain. Now listen, this is very, very important. It's got to do with the Qudrat of Allah. First of all, Allah has made our body in a certain manner. It's like a clock, and you cannot disrupt the clock. You cannot disrupt the times by just changing the time the way you want to. It's got to follow its process, second to second, millisecond to millisecond to second to minute to hour. And that's how it changes. Now, Allah has made our body such that there's a certain part in the body, it's below the brain, that is like a clock. One group is synchronized with the deep sleep and the effects of physical fatigue, and the other controls the dream state of rapid eye movement sleep. The group of neurons involved in rapid eye movement sleep finds it harder to adjust to the new cycle, and the two groups become out of sync. Now you have these two parts of the body that has to be synced with one another. They got to work together. This is the Qudrat of Allah. It's got to work together in such a way that the when you have your rapid eye movement and you have your effects of it's the physical fatigue that you have. So you have that cycle. If it's out of sync, you are surely your body is tired on the one side, but you cannot fall asleep on the other side. Because why? The two body parts, I would call them, or the psychological parts of the body, are not synced together. If they're not synced, you are surely going to have a problem. The older a person is, the more severe their jet lag symptoms become. And generally, the longer they will take to get their body clocks back into sync. If you are older, a child's symptoms will usually be much milder and they will recover faster. So, it is such where Allah has made it such that the body has got that clock. The older you are, it will take time for that clock to come back into position. I'm calling it your clock. It's the part in the body which Allah has made, which is a body clock. And that takes time to sync together, the more older you are. Now, the causes of jet lag, if we travel across a number of time zones, now if you're looking at South Africa, as I said, is like 2:30 now. If you're looking at a number of time zones and experience daylight and darkness cycles, it's different from the rhythms we are used to. Our body will, the clock will be out of sync completely. And that is a cause of jet lag. Our natural circadian rhythm, our sleep-wake pattern will be upset. As well our rhythms for eating and working. Because remember something, eating, working, all that is, when you get up in the morning, after Fajr, you know your time is now you are ready to do your day's chores, ready to get going for the day. Have your breakfast, get in the morning, you're not yawning, unless you're somebody unique, but you're not yawning that early part of the morning because you had a good sleep at night. If you had your sleep from your 7-8 hours sleep, you're going to be fresh in the morning. So your clock has now been set properly for the day. you start working, all that will be in order. And that pattern Allah has created is just for our bodies, the way it's set, your working time, your eating time, all that in the morning is all synced and it's working properly. Our hormone regulation may be out of sync with what is going on around us. Also, our body temperature, which has a daily cycle, it also might be out of sync. Until all these factors can respond properly to our new environment, we are definitely jet-lagged. You'll find weather also makes a difference, as much as that. Traveling through time zones and also from the northern hemisphere to the southern hemisphere at the same time can cause additional problems. And not only the body have to get used to a new time zone, but the seasons are also different. That makes a difference. When it comes to extreme cold weather, then you get an extreme heat. That is why you find lots of times when you'll go up north when it's very cold or very, very, very hot. When you come back home and it's very cold, we tend to pick up a flu or a cold or something like that. Something happens to our body because of the sudden change in weather. That's also something that is very, very important. And, you know, for instance, if you suffer from hay fever and leave the northern hemisphere at night and land in South Africa, your dormant hay fever may return. Now, look at how important that is. Your body will have to cope with a change in daily occurrences as well. And it also have to cope with the seasonal phenomena. So it's not only your time zones. Your body has to cope with all the differences. So if you go to an area, if you go to a country which is very humid and very, very hot, and if you come down south and you come to South Africa and it is cold and dry, you will definitely get affected. Your sinuses will probably give you problems. You'll have a flu. You'll have some cold body temperatures and so on. So that all makes a difference. Very, very important. However, for jet lag to occur, there has to be an east-west or a west-east movement. That is jet lag. And flying from, I give you an example, from the north of Africa, you go in Egypt, or you go in Amsterdam, for example, into Europe. Let's go higher. So that's Amsterdam right up to the top. That will not cause jet lag because it is directly south. No time zones are crossed, but even if a flight from the eastern coast of United States, I'm talking on the eastern coast, which is now you're looking at New York side, or you're looking at Miami, and to its western coast, which is now extreme left, California and so on, that can also cause jet lag, because you have a difference in time zone, as close as that. So that is what we call jet lag. People have the misnomer, they have a misunderstanding of jet lag. And when they just get out of the plane, they say, I'm very tired, I'm jet lag. It's not just jet lag like that. It's a different thing. There's all different things that occur, that happens to your body, and that you may have an issue with. It's not jet lag that. Jet lag does not usually occur if a person crossed just one or two time zones. So if you're going from South Africa, if you're going just a little to the right, which is about an hour difference in time, it's not a problem. You won't be jet-lagged because of the time zone cross that you have, very short time zone cross. You won't just be jet-lagged. Experts say that there is a link between environmental level of oxygen and susceptibility to jet-lag. An airplane's cabin air pressure is much lower than it is at sea level. Meaning that the amount of oxygen reaching the brain may be reduced when people are flying. There's a limited amount of oxygen in the plane. And it's recycled all the time. The air that you get in the plane, it's a recycled air. That is why you'll pick up a flu quicker if you're in a plane, if somebody has a flu. Because that same air is circulated and it's spread again in the plane. So you can pick up a flu quicker while you're in the plane. So that is something which we got to be very careful of. And the thing is, this it can make us slightly lethargic. You'll find yourself getting tired while you're in the plane if you have a long journey, resulting in a higher risk of more severe jet lag symptoms if you're crossing time zones. And jet lag is normally more severe when traveling eastwards. Now, it's more severe when you're going in the east direction. And which is worse is east-west or west-east. If you travel eastwards, the chances of more severe symptoms are greater because the day will seem longer. Because now you're stretching your day all the time. And if you land, okay, let's give an example. If you land in London from the United States, now from the left-hand side, let's look at the map like that. If you land in London from Chicago at 10 p.m., that is now London time, remember, it is still 4 p.m. in Chicago. And come midnight, it will be hard for you to sleep because your body clock is still saying that it's only 6 o'clock now. It's not bedtime. And you find it difficult to sleep. Although it's midnight already and you're forcing yourself to sleep, but you're going to find difficulty in sleeping. However, if you land in Chicago from London by 10 p.m., you will find it easier to go to sleep because now it's already 4 o'clock in the morning in London. And it's only 10 o'clock at night on that side. And then you can have a good night's sleep. And that you can recover very quick from that. So your time zone is of importance of either left or right. That is something which you really got to consider. There's just a few items, a few things that which we'll cover, and then I want to talk, after the break, we'll talk about the Caribbean cruises and so on. Now, the symptoms of jet lag, they vary and depend on several factors, including how many time zones were traveled, the person's age, the state of health, how much was eaten during the flight, and how much sleep there was during the flight, which is difficult to do. The following are, I'm going to give you some typical jet lag symptoms, which is headaches. Your head feels very heavy. You'll feel fatigued, lethargy, laziness, insomnia. You cannot sleep. Irritability. You'll find that in planes all the time. You'll have mild depression while you're traveling. You'll have that. You cannot concentrate. You'll have attention deficit, and sometimes you'll find that you'll have a loss of appetite. The longer you travel, you'll be also confused. You'll have some confusion in your cycle. Sometimes you'll also have dizziness while you're in the plane. That you keep your eyes closed, but you're still feeling dizzy. And then sometimes you'll have constipation. Some people get diarrhea. So it depends on your body also. Some of them are, some of them are prone to diarrhea and others are prone to constipation. There are a number of things that you can do to minimize the symptoms of jet lag. Physical fitness and health, the studies have found that people who are physically fit, they rest properly, and they eat a well-balanced diet, tend to have fewer and lighter symptoms than other individuals. And if there is an existing medical condition, such as a lung disease, heart disease, or diabetes, following the treatment plan can help minimize the impact of jet lag. So you've got to just do what's to be done. Drinking plenty of liquids during the flight, preferably water and definitely not coffees and so on, will help reduce the symptoms. So try and have lots of water. And if symptoms are usually severe, consider stopping along the way for a couple of days or traveling by ship or something like that. Adapt local timetables immediately, and this will speed up the body clock's adaptation to new environments. Another thing, sunglasses, that may reduce the effects of jet lag, according to a study, that wherever, when you're traveling, put your sunglasses on. There's so many other things, caffeine use is something which you've got to be very careful, because caffeine increases alertness. It is consumed during the morning, it may help train the body to hit the correct rhythm. However, taking some caffeinated products in the late afternoon may interfere with getting to sleep at the correct time for the new time zone. So that is also something which we got to look at. So that is jet lag when it comes to east, west, west, east, not north, south. You are not jet lag. But we'll continue talking about the Caribbean cruises right after the break. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. If you just joined us, you're listening to myself, Muhammad Lambat, on Radio Islam, Medium Wave 1548 on the Globe Trotting program on this lovely Sunday afternoon. And alhamdulillah, before the break, we spoke about jet lag. I hope you got an understanding about jet lag, and it's not just any travel that gives you jet lag. Our SMS line or WhatsApp line is always 072-786-5520, 072-786-5520, and our Instagram handle is globetrotting25, it's globetrotting, one word, with the number 25. It's Globetrotting 25. You can follow us on Instagram, inshallah. And when we're traveling abroad, we will shower you with some lovely pictures, live pictures, inshallah. Now, as I said, we're going to be talking Caribbean. Now, lots of times we hear about Caribbean and we find it that it's an impossible destination. The Caribbean is a whole lot of islands put together. And it's the most popular destination for cruising in the world. And it's easy to see why, with stunning beaches, exotic ports, and a huge range of itineraries available. You're guaranteed an incredible, incredible holiday. Cruising is the best way to explore the Caribbean, as you can sleep while you're traveling and awaken to a new and exciting destination every day. You will be moving off at night, on the ship, you in your bunker, you sleeping away. By the time morning comes, your ship has already docked at a certain destination, a certain island, waiting for you to have your breakfast, get off into a small little dinghy or a small little boat at the bottom of the ship, small little door, from a distance you won't even notice it. Get into the boat, row to the shore, and you visit the island for the day. And that's how it's done in the Caribbean. Beautiful. I did the one from Tampa in the United States, in Miami, in Florida. We did Tampa, we went up to New Orleans, from New Orleans, the Caribbean Islands, Mexico, right around that whole region, and we came back to Tampa. What a beautiful experience that was. I call it window dressing, or window shopping, I'd say. Because you go to a certain destination, you'd spend one day on that island. Although you'd prefer to spend 3 days, you just spend one day. But that is your window shopping. So when you then decide thereafter that you would like to go back to that particular island and spend 7 days, you can do that. Now, there are many, many popular cruises. And the most popular time to cruise the Caribbean is from November to May. Although traveling in the low season can mean cheaper prices, which is from June to November, but that is it's high season for hurricanes, which means there may be sudden changes in your itinerary if there are any weather-related pattern problems, which I can give you first-hand experience. I went at the time when there was a hurricane, and we were supposed to go to the Bahamas, but we had to reroute and change our direction, which they called up an emergency, I would call it a meeting in the hall, and they asked everybody, listen, there's a hurricane, they gave us the eye of the hurricane, where exactly it's going to be hitting land and whatever, they gave us a whole rundown and said, we are going to be changing route and this is the direction we're going to take. And the next morning, by the time we got up, under our doors, they already pushed some tablets, they pushed some plasters, which they say you put on your neck, just to prevent getting motion sicknesses. And they prepare you for all that, because even though the hurricane is a distance away, a couple of 100 kilometers away, but the seas are such, Allah made it such, that you will get affected. And they prepare you for that. So that is when you're now going on that particular season, which is a cheaper season, you have that problem. That's the only thing that you have. The hardest choice, other than which company to cruise with, is whether to cruise through the Western, Eastern, or Southern Caribbean. Now, the Eastern Caribbean, most cruisers sailing to the Eastern Caribbean leave from Florida. The Eastern Caribbean generally means everything east of Puerto Rico, which you can expect to visit along with favorites like St. Martin, Saint Joan, St. Kitts, Haiti, and St. Thomas. The distance between the islands in the Eastern Caribbean is smaller than that of the islands in the Western Caribbean, which means you'll spend less time at sea and more time exploring the islands because of your timing, because you are not spending so much time traveling, so you will have more time on the islands. Some of the best shore excursions include ziplining through the St. Martin forest canopy, then you get kayaking through the Laguna Grande, and that is in Fajardo. And the bay is full of organisms that light up as you paddle through them, and it is beautiful there. And then you have diving in Grand Turk, and you're taking in the view from Mornay de Vitet in St. Barts and swimming with the dolphins in St. Thomas. And that's what you have there. Then you have the Western Caribbean. Your Western Caribbean, it's in the Western, it may include more time at sea because overnight you're traveling. You're also likely to find yourself a slightly more, in more exotic destinations. Cruises depart from Fort Lauderdale, which is on the, let's just see, it's on the eastern side of Florida. And then you also depart from Miami, and or alternatively, if you can depart from New Orleans, Houston, and from Tampa, which is on the west, on the western side, then you have Galveston and Port Canaveral, to name a few. There's quite a few there. So there are more itinerary options for those who don't want to fly to Florida before the cruise departs. So it depends where from you can catch a cruise line. Now, when we went from Tampa, there were quite a few people that boarded the ship in Tampa. And from there, when we went to New Orleans, we got off in New Orleans, we did the whole tours and so on in New Orleans. But in New Orleans, there were so many people that got on, that had their cabins booked, and they got on from there. So that is something which, depending where you are, where you want to board your ship, you can do that. Top ports of call on Western Caribbean cruises include Belize, Mexico, Jamaica, Grand Cayman, Florida, Honduras. The Western itineraries are brilliant for scuba divers and for snorkelers alike, as well as for those who want to experience some culture and history, which, you know, it is so beautiful. I think one of the Caribbean islands, when we just came off, we found that there was another cruise liner which had pulled off there before us, and hundreds of them from that cruise were busy snorkeling, simply because there was some type of different, I think it was some sand shark or something, which was very popular there. And these people decided they want to snorkel, and that gave us the opportunity to dive in also. But what an amazing journey you have. With that particular one, I can still picture and still remember. There was a scuba diver who was on the surface, on the ground. He was going inside, but he had a bag with him. And he was just throwing out a little bit of feed from the bag, and he was calling them thousands of fish and all these big, big marine life. He was calling them by feeding, and the hundreds of people were above just looking from the top. Well, I'm talking of now the snorkelers. You can imagine what a beautiful scene that was. That was not just amazing. Things like that. And then on that same island, the opportunity was given to many, many people where they had a glass bottom boat. You sit, so the elderly people were sitting in the glass bottom boat, experiencing that, what we were experiencing while snorkeling, and they were just coming across, but they were very careful and very slow, coming across and watching at the bottom, at this amazing Qudrat of Allah. It is just unique, and that was something which was out of this world. Popular excursions in the Western Caribbean include cave tubing in Belize, snorkeling with friendly stingrays in the Grand Cayman. Yes, it was the Grand Cayman. That's where the stingrays were. And exploring the Mayan ruins in Costa Maya, and quad biking in Cozumel, Mexico. Now, quad biking, unfortunately, when we were there also, the quad biking was a bit difficult for us because of timing. Now, when we reached Cozumel, I think it was about 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. And we had to be back on the cruise line at about 4 or 5 o'clock, simply because of the destination from that island to the next one. It was much longer, so we had to be, and there was quite a bit to do that evening on the ship, on the cruise line. They had some festival or something, so we had to be on a little bit earlier. And that particular one was just amazing, but we couldn't do the quad biking. But when we were in Cozumel, as we got off onto the island, there were hundreds of horse and carts. And these people, these Mexicans, it is Mexico, let's say Cozumel, which is Mexico, these Mexicans with those big hats, with those huge hats, you can just picture that, sitting with those huge hats on the horse and cart. The horses are all in front, fancily draped, I'm talking of. And these gentlemen sitting there behind, waiting for us all, one by one, family by family, to just jump onto those hosen carts. Obviously, that is not included in your cruise. You've got to pay for that separately. So what you negotiate your price with them, but they do have the fixed prices which they put on the side of the cart. You pay your amount, and you get onto the hosen cart, and they take you for the island tour on the hosen cart. And that was beautiful. The only thing is what I always, when whoever went and whoever asked me about it, the main thing is you have to take a sun hat with you. Because that horse and cart doesn't have a cover on the top. And it is scorching hot on those islands. So you have a sun hat and you move with that horse and cart through the island. That was beautiful. That was lovely. And you just find a whole lot of horse and carts stop at a certain place for refreshments and so on. And you can imagine you see about 100 horse and carts there. And you get off your horse and cart. You get into that restaurant or the takeaway or the cafe, whatever it may be. You have some juice, you have some coconut water or some fresh coconut, and you sip the water there. They were having all those things. And that was now beautiful. That was in Cozumel. Exceptionally beautiful. Like I say, the timing was very short there. We had just about 8 hours at most, which was a bit short, so we couldn't do quad biking. There were quite a few other things which we couldn't do. But that was beautiful. And then you have the Southern Caribbean. The itineraries are ideal for those who have cruised in the Caribbean before, as the destinations are often less crowded and more off the beaten track. So if, like I'm explaining to you, Cozumel, with so many people, the horse and carts and so on, if you want to go on a less busy cruise, I would say, then that's what you can do. So you have that. And then it's perfect for adventures and those who don't mind doing some island hopping. And you'd find they've got Walmart, they've got all these big shops on the ports, because the islands are less accessible and they'll be less crowded with tourists. Then you have the different excursions that you have. The highlights include watching the sunset in Aruba, exploring the sulfur springs in St. Lucia, the rainforest hiking in Grenada, and taking a scenic rail tour in St. Kitts. Now you have all that different things that you can do. How beautiful and amazing that is. No one wants to spend the whole cruise on the ship, obviously. And there are tons of excursions available for those who want to explore the islands. While it can sometimes be cheaper to book excursions locally, it's worth booking them through your cruise, and this will ensure you go with a reputable company, and it decreases the risk of you getting ripped off by those agents that are there, because they come the night before on the cruise. While you're there, they come to you and tell you, listen, this is where you're going, because they'll give you an itinerary every day of where you're going next. Every day you are given an envelope with what you're going to be doing the next day. Everything is noted down. They will ask you, if you want to do a cruise, it costs you so much, we can do it for you. We'll arrange everything. We'll have our reputable guys out there. They will help you with it. You just get off, you get onto the cart or whatever it may be, and you move on. If you want to do it yourself, you are at liberty to do it yourself. They allow you to do that. So they have all these opportunities, all these options they have, so you can do that. So when it comes to cruising, my advice always is go with two or three families together. That will be the best, because then you have company with you, amongst yourselves. You have your own friends, which there's so much to do. There's putt-putts, there's a racetrack on top, there's about 4 or 5 swimming pools. It depends on which cruise, but I'm talking of the Caribbean cruises. Those are huge ships. You have a couple of swimming pools, then you have a children's nursery, then you have a theater there. With live shows, they have all those things. And they have every night a different theme, which you got to dress up for that theme when you're going for your meals. And it's just but fun, beautiful, amazing, lovely, alhamdulillah. In the evenings, you sit on the top deck, right on top, and you look at the back of the ship, and you just look into the horizon. And you can only imagine and picture how beautiful that horizon looks, where you see no land on the left, no land on the right. You just see water, and as far as your eye can see, you just see that straight ocean line. How beautiful is that? Now that is a Caribbean cruise which you should take. And there's many, many that you'd find. In fact, I must get somebody who does Caribbean cruises and bring them on air and talk about Caribbean cruises. I'm telling you, for your next holiday, grab it and go for it. I think now it's too late because it's going to be very expensive to book now. But for your next one, inshallah, we get somebody to talk of Caribbean cruises on air, and you can get involved with a Caribbean cruise and do it. You will never regret. You will come back and you will thank me. Our SMS line is always 072-786-5520. Our Instagram handle is globetrotting25. One word, globetrotting, the number 25. From myself, Muhammad Lambat, until next week, same place, same time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.